Recorded Books and RB Digital present Naughty Angel by Laura Lee, narrated by Manxie Hardy. Prologue, Iraq. 20 years ago. She was only 3 years old. She wasn't supposed to be outside alone without her mama or daddy, or her aunt. Beth knew that. As she stumbled along the dark, deserted street, she knew she was going to get in trouble. Her mama promised to take away all of her cartoons if she ever wandered off alone. But her daddy hadn't woken up after he closed his eyes, just like Jenny. They were so still and white, and she knew they were gone forever, like mama told her grandma and grandpa were gone forever. The place where she was waiting for mama was so scary now. It was just big rocks and pipes, and it was so hard to breathe in the small space where she'd awakened. She needed her mama. She was just a little girl. She wasn't supposed to be by herself, especially in this place where she didn't understand what people were saying, and the sounds of cries and angry voices seemed to echo around her. The houses didn't look like the ones at home either. They were little and rough-looking. The road was dirty and uneven, and there weren't any cars moving on it. She hadn't even seen anyone. She hadn't heard a single sound that made sense. Where was her mama? Her arm hurt, and her pretty white dress was so dirty. It was hard to walk. Every step she took made her leg hurt worse, and she'd lost one of her little white sandals. She still had Binny, though. The big teddy bear her mama had put the straps on so he would be easier to carry rode right on her back like he was supposed to, and she knew her mama's favorite knife was still in the pocket sewn into Binny's belly. The knife would keep her safe. It had always kept her mama safe. Now, it would keep her safe. Stopping in the middle of the street, she stared around the night again, wondering why everything was so strange. Everything was dirty. The houses had boards on the windows, and there were no lights inside. And she'd yelled for her mama so many times, her throat hurt, but no one had answered. "I don't know where to go, Binny," she whispered, sniffing back her tears. "I want mama." Pushing the hair back from her face, she wished she hadn't lost the bow that had kept it out of her eyes. It was hard to keep pushing her hair back, and she was so tired. She just wanted to lie down. She just wanted everything to stop hurting. She wanted her mama. As she looked around, she suddenly stilled, blinking at the dark shape that edged from an alley, watching her curiously. The dog was big, probably bigger than any dog she'd ever seen. Black and brown, its dark eyes watching her quietly for long moments before he eased closer, sniffing at her. "Don't bite me," she whispered, so tired she didn't have the strength to run away from him as he tilted his head and made a snuffling dog sound. He was so big she could probably ride on his back if she wasn't so tired. As it was, all she could do was shudder when he came closer, sniffed at her hair, then her face. His nose was wet and cold when he nudged her arm, pushing her toward the alley he'd stepped from as he whined at her. She wanted to find her mama, not play with a dog that was too big for her to run away from. She tried to push him away, but he gripped her dress in his big white teeth, whined again, and tugged at her harder. Maybe he knew where her mama was. Maybe her mama had sent him after her. The dog whined again, pulling her into the dark, narrow road as the sound of voices could be heard in the distance. They sounded angry, and Beth couldn't understand them. They frightened her as bad as the dark did. The dog whined again and pulled at her dress more firmly, almost making her fall.
"I'm coming, you big dog," she muttered, feeling a little angry herself and so scared.
Where was her mama? Why hadn't she wanted to come get her? She forced herself to follow the dog's urging, putting one foot in front of the other even though it hurt so bad and her head was feeling funny again. The dog kept walking and walking and